Lesson 2. You have eternal life. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Eternal life means the life of God. It is a gift from God. After professing Christ as Lord in your life, the life of God is embedded in you. This eternal life lifts you to a higher order of living. Because God is eternal, He gives you eternal life. Remember, what He has given to you, and what He is, He has made you become. As He is, so are you. You need to declare this. As He is, so I am, in the name of Jesus. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. 1 John 4:17. God has given you eternal life that you should not perish. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. You have the eternal life within you. You are now connected to the order of eternity. The more you accept divinity in your life, the better for you if you are to have a victorious Christian life. Put the above mentality intact and you will not suffer what common human suffers in this life. You are now a child of God. Everything gives birth to its kind. If you are of God, then you are like Him. God only begets gods like Him. Psalms 82 verse 6. I said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. God says that you are a god. You are in the class of God. The devil and his religion will not like this, but God likes it. You are to be transformed to be like Him. Romans 8:28. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. God does not worry you being transformed to be more like Him. It is well to say that many great people will never allow you to be like them. Neither will they give you full secrets of what has made them to be what they are. But God is willing that you be like Him and have access to His secrets. It is His joy. That is why He gave His only begotten Son to make you His, to accept you as His Son. Hallelujah to Jesus. The redemption package raises you to be the treasure of God. John 1:12. But as many receive Him, to them gave He power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. If you believe in His name, you believe in His power, glory, divinity, etc. And thus God recognizes that and in turn gives you the right to become partaker of His glory and divinity. 2 Peter 1:4. That through this you may be partakers of the divine nature. God gave Jesus the life that is in Him. John 5:26. For as the Father has life in Himself, so He has granted the Son to have life in Himself. No wonder Jesus was a perpetual victor. He was never a victim of circumstances. He defined demonic oppressions, sicknesses and diseases. He was not limited by worldly powers. He walked on the water, healed the sick, and displayed the wisdom of God, even beyond the teachers of the law. May you celebrate your liberty and be free from limitations of life in Jesus' name. Eternal life cannot embrace sickness, poverty, and lack. Freedom is here at last. Enjoy it to the fullest. 1 John 5:4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. You are an overcomer in Jesus' mighty name. You are born of God and you have victory. What He has overcome, you have overcome. With this mentality, you will be a wonder in the world. What Jesus could do, you can do and even greater. John 14:12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than this he will do because I go to my Father. What could not trouble him should not trouble you. If Jesus wanted a job, could he lack one? If he wanted to marry, could he like a sweeter? If Jesus drove a vehicle, could he be involved in an accident? What he did, you will do. And what could not happen to him will not happen to you in Jesus' name.